Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. I would love to bring to you a morning quip to start the show, but I just don't have it in me no more. No.
There's no quip.
No, there's no quip.
I mean, the Smith and Rowland Show without a quip. Listen, Mr. Rowland, have you on the message?
Yes. Yes,
there's
yes.
a new AI religion and a new yes. AI Bible coming on the scene to improve it. You and I both heard this one guy on AI. Of course, he was definitely pro. He thinks it's God returning to Earth or something. And so he is saying that AI will be printing or will be producing a new Bible. And that this Bible will work because it will be perfect.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. And he's saying much more.
I don't
than
know
that,
if you had any feelings on that topic.
Well, look, I want to start. Let me just say, I'm so sick and tired of all these initials. So you got AI, you got LGBTQ+2345, you got FBI, you've got IRS, you've got EPA,
CIA,
you've got CIA, you've got all of these, and everything that starts with initial, need to ban in our country.
I can tell you, let's just get this out of the way right quickly, and then you can go on. I know where it started. I know exactly. Disneyland, M-O-U-S-E. You see, it all right there.
Started
using initials.
It's Mickey's fault. It's Mickey's fault.
It's Mickey's fault. Now carry on.
Well, let me do, honestly, when this guy that we're referring to, I don't know his name. Maybe you can find his name there. He's saying that AI can distribute a Bible. His words were that would at least be true.
Yeah, so that was his word. Yeah.
And now every time this guy speaks, and he's done it multitudes of times, I've read papers by this guy. Watched previous videos by this guy. Every time he speaks, he is attacking the Bible. I have never heard him attack the Quran. I've never heard him say anything about the Muslim religion. It's always against Christianity. Now, of course,
well,
we know
he knows
why.
Better.
We know why.
Go ahead and write another Quran.
If an AI tries to write another Quran, then somebody's going to get your head chopped off. And no doubt about that. So, but in the Christian world, that's what's being attacked is Christianity. Another thing about that is this. What the world is going to attack is what is true. They're going to leave alone everything else, but they're going to attack the truth, which is just another validation that the Bible, the Word of God, is true. Now, what this guy's saying is that AI can write a Bible. Alan, in our podcast Sunday, Jason called up a prayer from an AI.
And
you and I sat there bewildered by what we were hearing.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is it really was. Now, imagine this just for a minute, how technology is advancing to the point that I think it unseals Daniel's vision. Daniel was told by the angel, seal up the words of your writing until the time of the end, when knowledge shall increase. Now, here's the technology that we have. The federal government has just signed off on Neuralink to be tested on humans, which means that they now can implant brain chips in people's minds. Now, if those brain chips are implanted in people's brains and an AI is in control of them, let's just say possibly, I'm just throwing this out as a... What if 80,000 new IRS agents suddenly appeared and they have a Neuralink chip in their brain hooked to an AI and they're armed with weapons and ammunition? What could possibly go wrong with that scenario? I mean, I just can't see anything that could possibly go wrong with that, because after all, the federal government would be responsible for.
So we have nothing to worry about. Is that what you're saying?
We have absolutely. We are safe as it with if we was in our mother's arms, because we know that the federal government, while they are responsible enough to keep us safe and free from any harm or anything like that, they're not going to overregulate nobody or invade anybody's privacy. They would never do that. So I'm just saying that all of this technology is advancing to the point that it sure does look like that Revelation 13 is something that we're seeing unfold right before our very eyes.
Well, listen, what we have to ask ourselves, it says this in the scripture, Mark 13:6. I looked it up here. Many will come in my name claiming I am he and will deceive many. Mm-hmm. Now, that sounds pretty surface. It sound when I say so, I don't mean that disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that sounds surfacey in that most believers could read that and think, well, that would never happen to me. I wouldn't believe that. I wouldn't believe someone. I don't believe I could be deceived. But the problem with this AI stuff is, Jeff, you can listen to something that it's written or saying, and you can be deceived. There's another article here, End Time Technology is Here. Are You Being Deceived? Talking about the end times. And it said one of our ministry staff recently met with an executive from Google who happened to be Jewish but not familiar with the Old Testament or the New Testament. As the Google executive spoke about artificial intelligence, AI, and how it is being programmed into every industry, such as robots, cars, he also described how AI is evolving and how the government is monitoring and controlling people through this technology. It sounded like he was describing words right out of the book of Revelation. What he explained is already developed at Google and through ventures like 2045 Initiative, it's called, which was started and funded in 2011 by a Russian billionaire. For many years, however, as scientists, very wealthy people have been diligently working on similar projects all around the world that integrate technology with our human bodies. So we know what we know, but Elon Musk kind of has hit the panic button, I guess you could say.
Well, and he's trying to hit the pause button. I mean,
he's trying to hit the pause button. That would be better.
Yeah, he's attempting to shut it down for a while because he understands the danger. Now, is he doing that for religious connotations? I think that's part of what he's saying. There's more dangers than just that, we know. But the ultimate danger is what this could, this is more than the spirit of the Antichrist. We're seeing the beast rise up out of the sea, basically.
Yeah.
Let me just add to that, Alan, and we can take this however, in whatever direction you would like. But for those that are out there that believes that the book of Revelation has already been fulfilled, you have nothing to worry about. You can just sit in your easy chair and not worry at all about what is happening right in front of us, because that would give you a way to deny reality. But those of us who are on this side and trying to walk inside of the person of the Spirit of God, it looks like it's time to raise up and contend for the faith, because that's what's being attacked. That's what's being attacked.
It's a scary thought to, I don't know why, we've talked AI, in the last few months, but for some reason, Jeff, when I heard it was different, all of a sudden something shifted in me, because if, when you put somebody's voice to, there's one thing to have the words, but now they're putting a voice to AI. And so you just like, with Siri and some of these others, Alexa, we don't think much about it. They sound pretty much like they're a computer. But nonetheless, and the truth is there, you can ask it for something and it'll give you something else. So very often you're not even, you don't even entertain the thought that there's a person hardly on the other end. But with some of the sophisticated, this chat GPT, they call it, I think, and OpenAI, they call it. the ChatGPT, this you would not know, but what you weren't speaking to somebody just real smart on the other end of the line. And they never, it seems like that. But here's my point. A voice, Jeff, somebody's voice, the vibrations of the voice or something, you know as well as I do, some people's voices communicate this idea that what I'm telling you is the truth. Just because of the inflections of the voice, the way it's handled, the way it's talked. So this AI, they have put into it on a psychological basis what the perfect vibrations, the first perfect voice sounds. So when you're hearing this AI, you're not only hearing words, but you're hearing what you're hearing that's been perfected almost to go inside of your brain and your head and to be received as truth. If somebody comes up to you and they're angry and they're yada, 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 your brain doesn't even open up to say, oh, that's true. You know, it's the voice that can open up the mind. And we both know, we've discussed it before, Jeff, that how people, drugs, alcohol, all of this stuff, kind of, it has a voice. It penetrates the soul and the spirit. But that was one thing that was getting me also on this AI. I'm like, that is believable. And you almost want to believe it. Now, if you can hear what I'm saying.
Watch this. The sound, there is power in sound. When God said, let there be light, the word light is it's a term for sound. Light has a frequency, a sound. The earth has a frequency. It has a sound. Everything operates off of a sound. It's the sound of someone's voice that can really get into your soul and captivate the emotions of your own heart. I honestly believe that's why Lucifer was a musical angel. There's power in sound. And so when they put a voice to AI, it becomes more than just human-like. It becomes almost God-like. And especially with the wisdom that it has access to. So what you're doing is you're putting a voice to all of human intelligence. Now, how deceptive would that be to humans if you could couple all human intelligence inside of one voice and then speak that to people? Is there going to be power in that? Absolutely. Is it demonic? Well, according to Revelation 13, yes, that's what gives life to the beast. So, now, is that the total fulfillment of that? Probably not.
It gets you two-thirds of the way there.
It's there, exactly. And here's the part that I want to say about that, Alan. You was talking about Siri and Alexa earlier. That's where it began. And this is always the process with all of these issues we talk about. It begins with something that seems good. It seems helpful, but it evolves into what we're seeing here. That's true across the board. Yep. And we've talked about that many times, but to say that, okay, well, this right here is not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not necessarily about what you have right there in front of you. It's where it's leading to. If you don't have eyes of understanding to see that, then you will be deceived by whatever that is bringing about. You'll be deceived by it.
You can take any kind of a lion, tiger, black panther. Listen to using those as an example. You can take any of those when they're first born, a little kitten, while they're cute.
Yeah,
and they're fun to work with, play with.
And, yeah, you want to play with
them.
Right.
You want to play with them, and they'll roll around with you and all that. But as it grows up and gets bigger, all of a sudden it can eat you.
Yeah, and most of the time will.
And most of the time will. And then, I mean, I know we can go on YouTube and see occasions that's not true, but for the most part, they don't show you the ones that got ate.
So that's exactly right.
What happens is this stuff, as we're saying, AI, whatever, when it's small, it seems fun, like if it's on Alexa or whatever.
Yeah.
But as that thing gets bigger, I'm afraid it's going to be a line or something that's going to grow
up.
Yes,
it absolutely is. There's no doubt about it.
Kills us, you know.
There's no doubt about that.
And with the book of Revelation and where we are in this end time scenario, even though some people do not believe that that's where we are, on the way, I could say you'd have to pull a paper bag over your head if you don't see where we are in the world.
Yeah,
today.
That's right.
But even with where we are, the AI, now this is just, let me throw this out there. What if this AI, Jeff, and what if, you know, and Elon is coming up with this chip. He's even got a company, put a chip in your brain and it'll hook you into a type of AI.
Yeah.
What if that rising beast is a human, as is an individual with a type of a chip that plugs him into AI, to the, all of the information of the world? He would, if he stand up there and talk and, and this, and as I'm saying this, Jeff, as I'm saying this on right now on this podcast, there's something in me says it's already happened. But nonetheless, I don't know where that comes from. But we're reporting on it, but I feel like we're about a week late.
I hear you. Yeah, most of the time that has always been the truth. When something is revealed, it's revealed after it happens.
Yeah, it's already it's up and running.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Elon Musk, let me hit him right quickly. It says here he became angry about the development of artificial intelligence and put his foot down. And we know when he did this. He had learned of a relationship between OpenAI, the startup behind the popular chatbot ChatGPT, and Twitter, which he bought, of course, you know, for $44-50 billion. OpenAI was licensing Twitter's data, a feed of every tweet, for about $2 million a year to help build ChatGPT. Two people with knowledge of this matter said to Mr. Musk, "We believe the AI startup wasn't paying Twitter enough," they said. So Mr. Musk cut OpenAI off from Twitter's data feed. Then what his counteraction was, Mr. Musk then ramped up his own AI activities while arguing publicly about the technology's hazards. So he found himself he tried to cut himself off. But ChatGPT, I think, and these others, OpenAI, I think Elon was the startup of those.
He was.
And now he's putting his foot down, thinking, I think, that he had the clout, but evidently found out he didn't. And so he started ramping up his independent, I guess, AI activities, because he has to have something to combat it with, or to at least compete with it.
Right.
So he built a new AI company. Anyway, so you have all of this going on in this research. Now, Google hired AI researchers. The AI researchers were hired from Google's DeepMind. Google has their research called, and it's called AI. It's called DeepMind. And anyway, so, and he spoke publicly about creating a rival to ChatGPT that generates politically charged material, it says. The actions are part of Mr. Musk's long and complicated history with AI, governed by his contradictory views, it says here, on whether the technology will ultimately benefit or destroy humanity. Because we know Elon's went back and forth. Now, Elon's, he's no dummy. For Elon to have this level of concern about AI should trigger in us a little bit of concern.
Yeah, especially coming from someone that was at the beginning stages of AI's development.
Yeah.
I mean, he is to come out publicly and call, he even called for a ban on AI's research to just stop it right where it was at, because he was in fear of the dangers it could create. Now you've got this guy coming out and saying, well, AI can write us a new Bible and it'll be a true religion, claimed to be written from somebody who died and was buried and rose again. That was his words. So saying that there is a blasphemous element to AI that we need to be concerned about as believers.
Well, and there's another aspect here, Jeff, also. When people can go into AI like this, people are going to start looking at like your horoscope, or they're going to go there for information.
Millions
of people are going to artificial intelligence for spiritual guidance. This is going to be their new pastor. AI will be their pastor.
That's exactly right.
Because they'll go to it for spiritual guidance. This AI can tell you any type of spiritual guidance you want.
That's right.
And so anyway, that might sound, you know, crazy, but this is how AI is going to change everything, I think, very quickly.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt that it's going to change things in rapid succession. And it's something that we're going to have to deal with.
Well, you see, now, the problem too is it's not only words, Jeff, it's also pictures and video. And it was it will create anything in a video and it look real that you want.
Yes.
It can have a picture of Trump and of me having a debate.
That's right. That's exactly.
And it can put us right there and you'll think it's us.
But again, Alan, let me just say, listen, the federal government will be in charge. Surely that's going to bring peace to us and tranquility in this season of time, because we all know that we can trust the federal government not to purposely manipulate anything that would cause a different result among the citizens.
You do know you're making me car sick. You do know that I'm getting nauseated right at this moment.
Well, I did say there would be no quips, but that was
a quip. Oh, you quipped her right on. You quipped that one in the crapper. That's what you, that's I'm sorry. Right. That's just that's what exactly. you did right there.
Yeah, that's right.
I did. Mercy. But you listen, just this past week or so, 300 people attended a church service.
Yes.
That was led by a GPT chatbot.
Yes, yes.
AI chatbot preached the sermon.
That's right.
And it was fully packed at St. Paul's Church in the Bavarian town of Furth, to rise from the pews and praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. I mean,
they had this man on a screen. Now, listen to this, Jeff. They had this guy that had this huge screen. There was a black man, which is fine. But this man was on a huge screen above the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Then began preaching to the more than 300 people who had shown up for this experimental Lutheran church service produced by AI. Now, listen, Jeff, I hate to say this, but I got to say it. I mean, I'm not against preaching on these screens, but all of these satellite church, all of these mega churches are with the screens. Yeah. And I'm not against that, but I have to admit, we're being pre-exposed.
Yes, yes,
to
we are.
AI preaching.
That's exactly right.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly right.
I'm not
right.
demonizing the screen. Yeah. I'm right. just saying, I've heard people everywhere. They've said, well, I get just as much out of it on the screen as if I was sitting in
the main
sanctuary.
Yeah.
And I've always been sympathetic to that.
Yeah.
But as we continue on down this road of life happening, if you will, rather quickly.
Yeah.
In these mega churches with all these satellite churches. You know, Jeff, I'm just reminded, and I'm not against big churches. Don't get me wrong. But I still am reminded of the church in Matthew 13. It says that there was the kingdom of God is like a mustard plant. It grows up into a tree.
We
all know that a mustard plant's not a tree. So that mustard plant has abnormal growth. It grows up as a tree, and it says that the fowls of the air will light on the tree. Well, we know what the fowls of the air are in the beginning of Matthew 13.
Right.
It's the evil one, and those fowls are there to eat the word of God. They eat the seed.
That's exactly
so that people starve to death. But anyway, we're out of time, Jeff. This is another topic we can pick up on this AI. I don't think we're done with this topic.
I think we got plenty to talk about.
I think we got plenty to talk about. Listen,
I know that thrills our listeners.
I'm sure that it does. And especially, I'm sure they appreciated a program with just one quip. So that's.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Exactly. You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Serious Jeff Rowland signing off from the Smith and Rowland Show.
Bye. Say bye. See you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith and Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.